The back door was ajar, and inside they found boxes of cones and a machine that dispensed soft, sweet ice cream when they pressed the pink button with their noses. After they had eaten all the cones, they took turns having the ice cream faucet in their mouth while the other horse pressed the button. Riding lessons didn't get any better than this. Miss Poppy skidded to a halt on the gravel astride Merlin. She jumped off and led him to where the other horses had been, only to find them slumped on the ground. Their tummies were twice the size of normal. Tabitha, her dad, and Farmer Giles arrived on the scene. They looked shocked. There were bits of cardboard lying around the van and melted ice cream covering the faces of the two animals. They quickly pulled some money together and left it on the counter of the van to pay for the damage. "You naughty little critters," said Miss Poppy sternly. "A good hike in the hills is called for, methinks," said Farmer Giles. It took them a while to get the animals up and ready again, but when they did, and after they'd said goodbye to Farmer Giles, Miss Poppy led them through some beautiful apple orchards, which everybody was too full up to eat, and then down into a valley that sparkled with wild flowers. Tabitha caught sight of a kestrel high up in the sky. It must have taken an interest in the cavalcade, because it circled lower and then let out a piercing cry.